Where's Toloka? One right here is gone. This one is still here. It used to be three teachers with one. We just barely had to roll enough to keep it going. There's one right here is gone. It's two teacher school buildings been converted into a dwelling house. This one's gone. Hawthorne's gone. Red Hill is still in operation, two or three room school. Sailor's gone. Blaine's gone. Now right down in there, from here north, in our end of the county, there's one little school here and one at Tonnell. Now when J. Andrew Holly, you know, Stillwater, taught school here, this was a high school. And today they got three teachers out there and you don't need the two of them. But the population is shifting so fast that these rural areas, when you go to the other parts of the county, it's the same thing. There's no rural schools left. Because there's no... When you go out here to a place, now you drop right down here, this one is running three teachers, you could use another. Because there's about three men right along there that own it all, and these are hired hands. Mm-hmm. Now, why? Mm-hmm. How can you support your family, the salary you're making? Mm-hmm. Why will families down here that are living on commodities, welfare, and common farm labor, at the best paid one round there's probably enough to get a 40 a week. Mm-hmm. Most of them are on straight time, 5 hours a day when the weather's where they can work. Mm-hmm. And you know how many kids they got?
Yeah, about nine.
4, 6, 8, 11, 12. My God, man, I raised 5 up here and me and wife both work day and night all the time trying to support them.
Mm-hmm. Sure them.
And how?
They just start them out and then they're on their own.
Well, that's right. They don't.
Not much social responsibility.
They don't. Just going back to a little situation now. I put thousands and thousands of miles on cars for my schooling. Mm-hmm. Because when one of ours went to a ball game, to a band concert, to a debating, what do they call them now? Forensic League? Mm-hmm. What do they call them? Is that it?
Forensic?
It was a debating society when I was in school. Mm-hmm. A lot of time we furnished the car. In fact, until they bought this little old station wagon up here, I used to tell them it cost me 20,000 miles a year just for school activities alone. But we're out of it now. Except what connection the daughter has up here still in school. But there's three or four or five girls who wanted to go to a college to look around. Who went with them? Mammy took them in the car. If this debating society had a job over at Norman somewhere, who took it? John took the car. The boys were on the livestock judging team, the soils judging team. Each one of them was president of the FFA in their time. The girls were, and they were both in Dean LaLay, the girls were president and various officers in the Future Home, FHA, Future Homemakers, and the Rainbow. And who furnished the cars to go to all them trips? Who furnished one of them all the time? And we went to all those school activities. You know how many kids we carry home at night after a ball game, after a band concert, after graduation exercise? Not those along the road to be easy to kick out because there's me and wife and five kids already in the car, but those that live 3 miles over yonder and 4 miles back over here and then walk down yonder in the woods somewhere. We go down to your house, Bob. Your house is dark. If the kids come home, fine. If they don't come home, who's going to know about it? Go cook breakfast in the morning. You feel sorry for the little young'un. You couldn't kick them out at the crossroads and say, now it's only 3.5 miles home.